Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in our Summertime in the Psalms series, and we're looking at the last psalm for the summer. It's Psalm chapter 80. Listen to what it says in verse 12. Why then have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The imagery is pretty striking. A vineyard once protected is now being plundered. Its walls are broken, its fruit stolen. Even wild animals roam freely through it. This is a picture of total vulnerability. God's people exposed and seemingly defenseless. And the psalmist is clear. The danger isn't just from outside. Yes, there are enemies from without, but the deeper issue is with the people's waywardness. The protective walls fell, not just from assault, but from abandonment of God's ways. In our day, the church faces many enemies: secularism, false teaching, moral confusion. But how many of our vulnerabilities are due to our own compromise? When worship becomes hollow, truth becomes optional, and holiness becomes outdated, we shouldn't be surprised to find the enemy advancing. But we see in this psalm that lament gives way to longing. Restore us. Let your face shine. God is the only one who can rebuild the walls and restore what has been lost. Here are three ways that we can turn this into a prayer. Lord, help me see the real enemy within and without, and give me discernment. Father, reveal where I've lowered my guard or compromised your truth. And Lord, restore what has been plundered in my life and in our church. Here are two people that you can pray for today: Reginald Acuna and his family, our national changemakers in Paraguay, and also the Matambwe LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember, true revival begins when we recognize that compromise makes us vulnerable, and only God can restore what's been lost.